Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hi, hello, it's Josh Bowe. It is Pod Maverick After Dark,
coming to you live after the Mavericks lose to the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans, 119-113. As you can tell by the sound of my voice, no Kirk Henderson tonight, just Josh Bow, one of the many editors over at MazMoneyBall.com. I got some friends with us, though. Got some Maz Moneyball staffers. I got Jack. I got Sudarshan. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man. Words cannot describe how irritating it was to watch this game. But, yeah, it's okay.
I'm not going to let the Mavs ruin my vacation.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to doubt our dedication, Jack is joining us live from his hotel in Colorado on his ski trip. So that's how he likes to spend his vacation, is watching the Mavericks lose to one of the worst teams in the NBA. Although they're now won five in a row, they might have found something, but still a pretty devastating loss. Kirk's not here, and just to give you guys the rundown before we start, Kirk is traveling for the holidays with his family, so I'm going to do this tonight. I'm going to also give Kirk the night off tomorrow. Maybe Jack and Sudarshan can join me then, or maybe we'll have someone else come up. We'll see how it goes, but Kirk will probably come back maybe later in the week. I know we've got the Christmas game, but we'll see. But we're going to hold down the fort. Kirk deserves a night off. I've had plenty of nights off already this season. So, although this would have been a very funny game for Kirk to react to. So the Mavericks lose, and it's a bad loss. It's a bad, well, it depends on your perspective. It was either a great loss or a bad loss. If you are still holding on hope that the Mavericks can make a play-in push and make some postseason noise, this is a pretty devastating blow. My "are the Mavs actually good" take might be officially dead and buried. They are 11-19. They are two games back of the Portland Trailblazers for 10th. They're three games back of 9th. They're about almost four games back of 8th. Five games back of 7th, and then after that they are not getting to 6th. I was having conversations with some fans after the Mavericks beat the Pistons, and there were fans that were like, why can't they be 6th? They can make a run, here they come. They've lost two straight since then. I got my thoughts, but I want to go to Jack and Sudarshan. Sudarshan, you start us off, and then we'll go to Jack. Just kind of what is your main takeaway from this game?
I think any sensible GM, if they see this team cannot consider this a winning team, even when Kyrie Irving comes back. I know that team tank is the best way going forward for the franchise. But as a fan, what I'm basically looking for in these games is competent basketball play. And when you see the kind of doofus-ass plays that we got from our veterans towards the end of the game, it's just demoralizing. I mean, like, I don't mind it if you have Cooper Flagg throwing the ball away or Ryan Nemhard screwing up or something like that. But when you have PJ and Najee and Clay and AD and all of these guys just making dumbass play after dumbass play towards the end of the game, it's just irritating.
Yeah, I mean, this game, you know, I was frustrated the entire way. When they went to the double big with like 5 minutes left in this game, I could not believe it. And I mean, it was horrible. They ran for like two possessions and they immediately took it off the floor. But yeah, I mean, I'm team tank. I want this team to lose, obviously. But, you know, it is fun when they win. And if they're going to lose, I'd rather them lose with Cooper Flagg losing them the game. Not, you know, Anthony Davis and PJ Washington just doing whatever in the final. Like, Coop barely had the ball the entire game. And he's been your closer all year. And you didn't even try to let him close this game. But, yeah, I mean, this was a tough one to watch, to be honest. First half was fun, but the fourth quarter was brutal basketball.
Yeah,
and the Pelicans, too, were in the final, like, minute of that game. I don't know what they were doing. Just letting the Mavs back in. I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, so to kind of go ahead, Sudarshan.
No, they got a notice from the GM upstairs saying that give the game away. That's basically what the Pelicans
I mean, it really did feel like that when they were jacking up shots with 30 seconds left in the game and like 20 on the shot clock. Yeah, this was like, it was a weird game. The Pelicans got out to like an 11-point lead in the first quarter. Not a lot of defense in the first half. Then Mavs came back. Clay and Anthony Davis had huge first half scoring the ball wise. Clay had 20 points in the first half, but then Clay didn't score in the second half, and that kind of dovetails with the second half. And you think the Mavericks are going to comfortably win this game at times in the third quarter as they kind of kept building that lead up into double digits themselves. And then the fourth quarter just kind of fell apart as the Pelicans kind of picked themselves up, made some threes. They were getting wide open threes all night. They still didn't shoot the ball well from three at all. Shot 24%, 8 of 34, but they were 3 of 20, I believe, at one point. So, I mean, I think it was 3 of 21. So they made, I mean, they still didn't make that many more. They made 5 of their next like 13, which isn't like a great percentage. Like, it's not like amazing. But that was enough because they were scoring in the paint at will. They scored 72 points in the paint. So, yeah, this was it. It was a weird game. I felt like in the clutch, the Mavericks didn't have an answer for Zion, and Zion looked like Zion. He roasted PJ Washington. He roasted Anthony Davis. Roasted Daniel. I mean, anyone they put in front of him, they couldn't stop. And once the Pelicans made some threes and kind of steadied the game and got it back within a close margin, I mean, they just spammed Zion, 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 and Zion was either getting layup or free throws almost every time down the floor. I mean, Zion, what did he finish with in the fourth quarter? Because now I want to look it up. He had 10 points in the fourth quarter. He was a perfect 3 of 3 from the floor. He was 4 of 4 from the line. He had 2 assists, no turnovers, passed it out well enough. And yeah, the Mavericks couldn't do anything to stop it. Like, the Mavericks defense was very disappointing in this game. And I know, like, 3-point variance and all that stuff, that's part of it. But the Pelicans scored 72 points in the paint. Like, you have Cooper Flagg. When you have Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis and PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, so those are all of your shot blockers. Those are all of your rangy athletic players that should impede guys from going to the rim. And yes, you're playing Ryan Nimhard. Yes, you're playing Brandon Williams. Yes, you're playing Klay Thompson. That doesn't help. But man, it was a layup line for like 75% of this game, and especially in the fourth quarter.
I think one of the issues with the defense is they're in their head a little bit in that, I mean, everyone's been telling them that they're this great defense or what, and all of that, like a top 5, top 7 defense. And I think the past couple of games, they've been out of their minds with highlight blocks and all of that. Sorry. But they've been going after these highlight plays on defense all the time. It's like the Pelicans would... It'd be one shot fake or one spin move or something like that, and they'd be at the rim. And I don't know. I mean, they're just not focusing on fundamental defense. They're just going for the highlight play over and over again. It was really frustrating to watch from that standpoint.
Yeah, Jack, like, what'd you see in the fourth?
They just didn't contain the ball, and I just thought their focus defensively was bad. I mean, like, Zion had a play. I'm thinking of it. I don't remember exactly when it was, where he just had like a wide open back cut, and he's just, you let Zion get ahead of steam, it's 2 points, or and he might miss a free throw, but it's going to be points every single time. Like, he is a great player when he plays. Like, they just didn't contain the ball ever. It felt like they were just letting guys get in the paint. I didn't feel like there was aggressive help from anywhere. It felt like they were just kind of playing one-on-one defense. And I thought individually, a lot of their good defenders just didn't play well. I thought Cooper specifically was... This is the first game maybe this year I felt like he was bad defensively. But yeah. I mean, the Zion thing, they just don't have a guy for him, like, on the team. Like, they have these long guys, but he's just going to go through everyone's chest. And then AD, for some reason, you don't guard put AD on him because AD, I don't know, wants to not play health defense. But yeah, I mean, and then Gafford, just, wow.
I think the problem.
He's so bad. Gafford is so bad right now. Like, Derek, I just play Cisse. I think he's hurt because I've watched Gafford be so much better than this on both ends. I think he's hurt. I don't think he's healthy.
Yeah, Derek Queen whipped Daniel Gafford something fierce whenever those two were matched up. I mean, it was ugly. I think the reason why Davis didn't guard Zion a lot was because they were playing Zion Queen. So you put Davis on Zion, then you got to have what, PJ guarding Queen? Like, I don't know if
I'd rather have I think PJ could kind of guard Queen a little
bit. You guys would have rather had that?
Yeah. Like, okay. I think because Queen has power, but a lot of his game is finesse. And I like putting a smaller guy on him that can kind of, hey, if you're going to beat me over the top, rather than just letting Zion go through PJ's chest four possessions in a row.
Because that's exactly what happened. Because,
yeah, there was no adjustments.
There was no adjustments. There was no help. I mean, AD, because of the way that they were positioned with Queen sort of playing almost like a stretch four or stretch five, AD was sort of pulled away, and it was Zion v PJ one-on-one, and Zion just cooked him every single time. And at some points, it wasn't even just Zion putting his getting into PJ's chest and using his physicality. He was using finesse moves to get to the basket, and PJ offered no resistance at all. Like, I mean, you would have put a traffic cone out there and wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah. And that, you know, it doesn't help that the Mavericks were then also missing layups on the other side of the floor. So this is crazy. So the Pelicans in the paint in the fourth quarter shot 9 of 13. They were 6 of 9 in the restricted area. The Mavericks also made 9 shots in the paint, but they were 9 of 18. They were 6 of 12 at the restricted area. So they missed 6 shots right at the rim in a game that you lose by 6 points. That was pretty frustrating. Najee had some misses. Davis had some misses. I don't want to get us in trouble. I don't want a bunch of people to yell at us, but I'm very curious to talk about Anthony Davis before we hit our break. Cause this was a weird Davis. This was a weird Davis game to me. I have my thoughts. You guys go first, and then I'll give you what I think.
All right. I'll go first here.
Yeah.
This was an empty stats game from AD. He had 35, the least impactful 35 and 17 I've ever seen. He was good offensively. He shot the ball 28 times though. And it was a ton of he got a lot of force fed looks inside. And I don't like single game plus minus, but he was the worst on the team. And I just thought defensively he was kind of non-existent. He also had 4 turnovers. Like, the offense just isn't good when it's run through him. Like, they just do not – they don't have the personnel to run that kind of offense. Like, if you have a great, like, playmaking guard that's not a rookie who's 5'10", and you have shooters, I think you can have AD be your, like, hub offensively. But this team, it's not going to work. And then I just thought defensively he was just loafing around, not getting back in transition. So I did not think it was that impactful of a game, but it was a good, like, you know – We'll post the box score on Twitter and make sure to add whoever the Raptors GM is. You got to know this stat line.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I don't know. If I watched this game in isolation, I would think that ED is like the worst finishing big in the league. there was some really bad gimmies out there. I mean, it was actually, I mean, I don't know whether he was hoping for a foul call or like trying to convince the refs, but there were some really, really bad misses.
Yeah, he was 5 of 9 in the restricted area, so 4 misses right at the rim.
Yeah, but I mean, even if we'd won this game, I think the one takeaway would have been that, you know, this is exactly like Sacramento and Atlanta last year, where AD shows up against like really weak opposition. Nothing really of note as such. It's
The Derrick Queen front court doesn't move you defensively.
No. But yeah, I mean, that's hopefully Chicago's looking at it, Atlanta's looking at it purely like, you know what, this is just a bad team. This is just a bad team, but we can sort of make use of this version of Anthony Davis and yeah, throw as many picks as you want at those guys.
Yeah, this was a weird AD game. I think to me, the scoring was okay. I mean, 35 points on 28 shots isn't bad. Didn't get to the free throw line at all. I didn't feel like he got fouled a ton. There were maybe like 3 or 4 attempts that were questionable in terms of he didn't get fouled. But it didn't feel like it was egregious that he didn't get to the line a ton. There were stretches where it was like working, where they were just feeding him and they couldn't stop him. When he's around the rim, obviously he missed some gimmies. Like, it's okay. Like, even if you're force feeding him a little bit, when he's around the rim, it's okay. But he shot 3 3-pointers and 5 mid-range jumpers. He was 3 of 8.
They went to the double big and he shot that 21-foot 2 mid-range over 2 defenders.
That's the bad stuff. He should not be taking 8 long jumpers. If you want to take a jumper near the free throw line.
I know.
So, you know, he takes 8, you know, 5 long twos and 3 threes. That's way too many. So that part kind of stinks. But yeah, the defensively, if he's your rim protector, he's your all defense guy. If you give up 70 plus points in the paint to a team that's now 8-22, like, you kind of have to wear that. Even if, yes, Ryan Nimhard, not a great defender. Brandon Williams, not a great defender. Klay Thompson getting beat off the dribble. You know, some other guys getting beat off the dribble. Obviously, that doesn't help when you leave your rim protectors out to dry. But I just didn't feel his presence defensively. He had 1 block, 1 steal. Didn't feel like he changed a lot around the bucket. And it felt like when New Orleans got there, they scored. And I mean, if you score 70 points in the paint, I mean, that's kind of what happened. So, yeah, kind of a weird game for AD. I don't know if the usage is like, yeah, it'd be cool if Cooper Flagg could shoot 25 times a night, just for watching his development. But we'll get into that. Let's take a break because I want to talk about Cooper after the break, and then we'll kind of wrap things up. If you're listening live, just hang with us. We're going to take a quick momentary pause. If you're listening to our audio feed, you're going to hear some ads. As Kirk says, please, please do not skip the ads. That is the main way you guys can support the show and support Pod Maverick, and also really, you're supporting Mavs Moneyball in a way as well. That's what gets us paid, is when you guys listen to the ads and don't skip through them. So for audio folks, let's take a quick break, and then we will be right back after this.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, we're back. Second half of the show, we don't need to talk too long because I don't know what else there is to say. We did cover a lot, but I wanted to get into Cooper. Kind of a weird game for him. But honestly, my main takeaway is he was questionable with a back injury. Yeah. Watching this game, I appreciate Cooper for getting it out.
He didn't look engaged at all. Like, he looked like he was just kind of just out there.
Yeah.
And it's like he went 5 of 10 from the free throw line. Like, you play tomorrow. Like, why play him tonight? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah, this was like a, if this is what he looks like, why are you playing him? And I get part of it is like, that's the point. You play him. Like if he's not so hurt that he can't get up the floor, then, you know, he needs to play. I get that. But also he's been kind of playing a ton of minutes. I don't know. That was my first thought. I was like, even in like the first quarter, I was like, why is he playing? Like, he just doesn't look like he has it. And that was just kind of my main thought from his game.
Too much birthday cake.
He deserved it.
We know Luca used to go clubbing before on his birthday. I remember that Miami game and he turned like 21 in his like second year. They play like at Miami when he turned 21. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's averaging 35 and a half minutes a game in the month of December. He hasn't missed a game yet, right? I don't think he's missed a game.
He hasn't missed since that Knicks game.
That's right. What do you see, Stevenson?
I think the issue is, I mean, I missed a bit of the start of the game because it was 6:45 in the morning. Yeah. But
more committed than I
mean. Yeah, I mean, I logged in and the Mavs were down 11. I'm like, oh my God, I might as well just go back to sleep. But then I was like, but I think the one issue that I have with Cooper Flagg in this game, actually, he sort of built his way back into the game where he was sort of trying to get other guys the ball, and he ended up with 6 assists, which is great. But I mean, this had so many like callbacks to the 2018 season, and actually earlier in the season where he just camped out in a corner and then did nothing, which is, I mean, if that's going to be the way forward, then yeah, you're right. I don't know why you'd sort of play him when he has an injury designation. Also, with the Mavs, I don't really know what an injury designation really means. they could say it's a back issue. He could, like, I don't know, have a Mortal Kombat like spine removal or something like that. It would be equate to the same thing. I don't get it. Like, it's...
the one thing I'll say before we move on from Cooper is, yeah, I don't think he should play. He didn't look right. If his doesn't look right game as a rookie is 16-6-6 with 2 turnovers and fairly efficient shooting, like, that's kind of a win.
If he makes his free throws, he's got 26-6, and we're talking, oh, Coop had a good game.
He
makes like 4 more free throws.
I think it was pretty obvious that they wanted to feature Anthony Davis in this game. And I mean, the Pelicans don't really play any shot blockers, so I kind of get it. Like, like Queen is their center. They don't play Queen is their only big. Like
Zion, they like play the European guy.
What's his name? I mean that guy's just
Is he a real person? Are we sure?
Yeah. I wouldn't count him as like a true big. I mean he plays on the perimeter a lot. So I mean, and Queen's not really a forceful shot, but you know, like they didn't have any rim protection. So I get, and that's why AD scored, you know, what, 35 points. And so I get that's why that was kind of the focus. And the way Coop is able to still find a way to kind of get his impact the game, even when he's on an off night, even when he's not getting as many touches as you think he might deserve or need. Like, I think that's encouraging. Like if you want to come away with something from this game, I'll come away with that.
Oh, I mean Coop, I'm not really like mad at him or anything. Like he deserves to not play perfect every single night.
Right.
He's got to start shooting some threes off.
Made one tonight.
They're treating him like Amen Thompson out there.
They really are.
I mean, yeah, Coop's fine.
Yeah.
He's whatever.
Yeah. I think the last thing I wanted to hit on, so we don't talk too long tonight, or we're about 23 minutes. So we're right around where we need to be. But I think the last thing that kind of jumped out to me is like, is the Ryan Nimhart is Nimhart insanity over? I mean, he has not shot the ball well since. I mean, basically since. I mean, he had the Denver game and the Miami game, and he's been steady for a couple games after that. But 2 of 13 tonight. He was 3 of 7 against Philly. He's had what, 5 turnovers, which is a lot for him. 8 assists, like. He's so small. Like he's just
he is tiny.
He's so small that I feel like he has to make like
60% of his threes like a good offensive player.
If he's 2 of 13 from the floor, you're not. I don't think you're gonna win games with him playing 25 minutes. Like he has to make shots because he's not. He's gonna try and he's gonna play hard and he had a nice steal playing the passing lanes, but like. I don't think you can win with a 5'11 player playing 25 minutes shooting, scoring 4 points. Like it's just really hard.
You can't win with one.
It's nothing against him.
You're not making shots.
Yeah.
If you want the perfect example of what you want, and this, I'm going to offend a couple of people over here. If you want the perfect example of a 5'10 midget, NBA midget, right, playing, that's going to be Jose Alvarado. Right on the other side, that's exactly what Nimhart needs to be. Nimhart is not going to be your number one guard. He's going to be your change of pace guy off the
18 minutes, like off the bench.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Alvarado,
like when Kyrie gets back. Yeah.
Alvarado got to play 16 minutes off the bench. I think so. Like you know,
and Alvarado comes in. He plays with effort. He pumps the crowd up. He is a above average 3-point shooter, and he's just there to mess things up. He's there to alter the flow of the game, get in the opponent's heads a little bit, screw around with them, you know, like a discount Dylan Brooks sometimes. that's basically his thing. Now I'm not saying that Nimhart needs to sort of mess things around in that sense. He's very good at running the offense, but also I think teams are cottoning on to the fact that, you know, the Denver and the Miami games were outliers and that they can give him that much space and he's not going to make shots on a regular basis. Not as a rookie, at least.
I think the biggest thing is his shot is just so slow and he's so small. The teams are willing to go under. And I also think, I mean, they ran a lot of like him and AD pick and roll. I think that's a little too much responsibility for him at this stage. Like he's a good pass. I think his best trait is obviously his passing, but I think it's really more as like his in transition. He's awesome as a passer. He had a lob to Gafford and he had a pass to Coop that was great. But having him be like a Luka pick and roll for 25 minutes as a rookie, like, is not going to work because he just does not provide that scoring threat. Like, he's purely going to look to pass. And then, like, he had tried to finish. Like, he had a floater that went off, like, backboard, shooting it from the free throw line that was so bad. But, I mean, yeah, the fact that he's starting is – indictment on this roster. Like, he should not be playing 25 minutes. I mean, he makes 60% of his threes. He's awesome, but yeah, I mean,
no.
What else can you say about him?
When he goes 2 for 13, yeah. First of all, if he's taking 13 shots
and Cooper's taking 11, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's a problem. Like, it would be different if it was Denver where he was like 12 of 14 and it felt like he couldn't miss. But when he didn't have anything going till, I didn't think he scored till like the third quarter or something like that. I mean, yeah. I'm sure Kirk is out there like taking a bit of a victory lap while trying to save or ensure that the Chiefs stay at Arrowhead Stadium. I think that's why he's also traveling. My opinion. But yeah.
Yeah. Like, bottom line, they got to find a way that Nimhard is a complimentary player, not like a foundation piece. And I don't think that's a disrespect to Nimhard.
If Kyrie's your starting point guard, Nimhard is a great backup point guard.
Right. And the problem is like, okay, you put in Brandon
next
Williams.
Next year.
And Brandon Williams, he's up and down.
Wherever you want to go.
Yeah. D'Angelo Russell is not worked out. Like, they just don't have anything. So he's got to play. And you're just going to have nights like this.
Jaden Hardy.
Looks like this. Yeah, Jaden Hardy. Oh, cool. 1 of 5. He gets shots. I will never.
What is
that
his
dude.
Shots per minute this year? That's that. I would love to see that because it's got to be crazy.
I appreciate it though. Watching a lot of Mavs role players in the early Luka days who seem scared
so
to shoot.
Scared.
Like, I appreciate a player that likes to shoot. And then the other thing I wanted to hit on before we left. I mean, this is honestly kind of like you want to distill it down to this is why they won, this is why they lost. The Mavericks shot 11 of 21 from the free throw line. I mean, you make your free throws, you win the game. Like,
yeah,
as silly as that is, but we got to talk about everything else first. But yeah,
I mean, you make your free throws. It's just not. There's not really anything to analyze.
Yeah, just make them.
and the guys who are missing them are the guys who are the best free throw shooters on the team.
Yeah, like I don't.
Cooper's 5 of 10. Clay is 1 of 3.
They make those in like 75% games. I'm not really that worried.
Yep. No. Well. That's about all I got. You guys, if you guys have any closing thoughts, we can hit them. But I think we've talked enough about what is this, a matchup between an 11-19 and a 6-20. Just a dynamite matchup of two NBA powerhouses, 8-22.
What? Okay, the Mavs at the Pelicans just never goes well.
All right, the Mavericks have to be the only team in the NBA that has lost to the Pelicans
Smoothie
twice.
Smoothie King Center is the Thunderdome for this team. Like that game they played 2 years ago when they went to the finals and Luka had like 8 turnovers in the first quarter. Do you remember that game with like the bright neon court?
Yes,
like,
I remember that game.
This arena is just cursed for the Mavericks.
Yeah, I mean the Mavericks in the month of December have wins against the Nuggets and the Rockets and losses against the Jazz and the Pelicans. Oh, and a win against the Pistons. So damn. 3 wins against 3 of the best teams in the NBA, 2 losses against 2 of the worst. Yeah, just this team is ridiculous.
Watch them come out and beat the brakes off Denver tomorrow.
Tomorrow they're going to come out with crazy effort defensively, like flying around. Yeah. They'll lose, but it'll be competitive as it always is.
You could tell me anything. You could tell me they beat Denver by 30. I'll be like, okay, you could tell me. The only thing I won't believe is they will not lose by 20 points because this team
they'll lose by like 7.
Yeah, they cannot. This team does not lose by double digits. They just refuse to.
Josh, we're going to put your magic to the test. I mean, this has been the perfect thing. You said, I mean, you started the Are the Mavs Good? Are the Mavs Good Again? And then they lost to the Jazz and the Pelicans.
Yeah, here we go.
And I mean, we're going to put the Josh Bo magic to the test.
The Mavericks will not lose tomorrow by 15 or more points.
That's a Josh Bo guarantee.
Josh Bo guarantee. So be back tomorrow when the Mavericks lose by 25 points to the Denver Nuggets. So thank you guys. Jack, Sudarshan, thank you guys for joining me tonight. I appreciate you guys pitch hitting and we'll see if you guys want to come on again tomorrow. Jack, I didn't realize you're on vacation, so maybe you enjoy your vacation. But we'll figure it out tomorrow. But thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys stay safe. Holiday week. You guys have a good time with your family. Do not let the Mavs bum you out. It's not worth it. Enjoy the time that you have if you have time off. And we'll be back with you guys tomorrow. There's another game. It just keeps coming. For Pod Maverick, this is Josh Bow. We'll talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.